Hey there, everyone. Welcome to season 4 of the Reading Project podcast. I'm so excited to be launching the 4th season. I can't even believe it, but here we are. So the Reading Project podcast is hosted by yours truly, Ashley DiMercaro from Your Reading Tutor, LLC. I'm a private reading tutor, podcaster, virtual summit host, and business mentor. I work with students in grades K-3, usually. And I offer homeschooling support packages. I'm also a wife and homeschooling mom to my 2 kiddos. My mission is to help families, caregivers, and educators build stronger and more confident readers one episode at a time. I want you to know that you don't have to be a teacher in order to help your struggling reader. I'm here to help with book suggestions, homework tips and tricks, mindset work, tools and ideas for tackling reading, writing, and spelling work at home. And I'll be bringing in guest experts to share their wisdom as well. I have some great new episodes planned for you this year. You can expect new episodes twice a month this season. This season, I'll be talking about banned books, graphic novels, building reading fluency, reading challenges, and so much more. Watch for a new style of episode where I do a deep dive into a student and family profile and talk about how I would approach helping the student and family. When you're listening this season, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at Your Reading Tutor, or send me an email at ashleyd@yourreadingtutor.com. And we'll make sure to include the links to those things down in the show notes. All right, let's dive in to season 4 of the Reading Project podcast. Let's go. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Reading Project podcast. I'm excited to jump on with you today. And today's episode is actually part 2 of a 2-part mini series. In these episodes, I focus on providing practical and time efficient tips for parents and caregivers who probably have busy schedules, but still want to foster a culture of literacy at home. I'm going to share 5 different ideas. 5 of them I already shared back in part 1, and I'm going to share 5 today in part 2. So if you missed part 1, make sure you go back and have a listen. I'd love to hear if you're using any of these ideas, or if you've taken an idea and jumped off and made it your own. I want to hear about it. So shoot me an email or tag me on Instagram at Your Reading Tutor. All right, let's get into it. So the next idea, this would be the 6th in the series, would be to set up a reading-friendly environment in your home. And you can do this in so many different ways. It looks different in every house. Anybody who's told me they have a reading nook, it can be anything from super fancy to just a beanbag and a stack of books. But make it work for you and your family. It doesn't have to be a significant time or money investment. So this can include just arranging a cozy reading corner with your kiddos, organizing your bookshelves and your book displays, just making books easier and more accessible. This could include, if you have littler kids, you could do a lot of like seasonal or monthly themed books from the library. So going to the library, like right now, we're sort of headed into spring. So getting books that are specific to spring and setting up a seasonal bookshelf where you bring out those books that you got from the library. Or you may have an extensive home library where you can curate like a basket of books that you can set up that are themed. Another thing that you can do is if you're looking around your house and you're thinking, I really don't have a cozy reading space set up right now, you can head down to the show notes and grab my link for, it's a freebie to create a book nook. So it has checklists and everything you need to do, lots of ideas for how you can repurpose things you already have in your house or where you can find things secondhand to create a really cozy reading space for your kiddos. All right, number 7 is making effective use of your screen time, your TV time. So I know some families are screen free or have limited screen time. If you've listened to many episodes of the Reading Project podcast, you'll know that we're very screen friendly in our home. But I do think it's really important to think about how we can make screen time educational. I know I remember growing up watching Reading Rainbow, Wishbone, and of
course, the Magic School Bus. My own children have enjoyed shows like Martha Speaks, Sid the Science Kid, Wildcrats, and Little Einsteins. And the new Magic School Bus series is pretty awesome as well. So make some time to explore educational TV shows with your kiddos and then the related books. And if you have an older student and you're looking for, you know, something a little bit older than like Wildcrats, although Wildcrats is great. But maybe, I know there's one called Brainchild that I think is meant for older kiddos. And there is also on, it's called Curiosity Stream. And I'm going to make sure to put the link in the show notes for you. But that is full of educational documentaries about all different topics, you know, science and literature and history and geography, so many things that you could check out with your kiddos. So then I want you to take those shows that they're into, that they're watching, and look for those related books. This is that whole idea of like the book versus the movie, right? So we just recently read The Witches with my son, and then we watched the movie together. And it's just so fun to have him, to hear him talking about what's the same, what's different, which one he likes better. So if you're watching a show like The Magic School Bus, then look around and see if you can find some books that are connected. The Magic School Bus books are awesome. But if you were watching a documentary on Curiosity Stream, maybe about Japan, and then you go to the library and find books that are connected, right? That are linked. And this can really help spark your child's interest in reading because it's something they know they're already interested about. All right, number 8 today is see where you can engage with literacy-related school activities. So parents and caregivers, you can try and see what your school is doing and where you can get involved with any activities that are related to literacy, because this is going to help your kiddos see that you value this, right? You value the literacy-rich environment. You value making the time to participate in these activities. So this could be things like book fairs, volunteering for reading programs. If your school has something where you can read to a buddy or read to a kindergartner, anytime you can collaborate with your classroom teachers on their literacy initiatives, maybe you can, where you go into your school and you read aloud. It's like a mystery reader. So like the kids don't know who's going to be there. And then you come in and read. Those look so fun. So make time to participate in any reading related activities going on in your school and community. Also, number 9, create a reading challenge for your family. I would encourage you to set up a fun and achievable reading challenge for you and your children. You can discuss with your kiddos how to make these challenges more exciting. You can add rewards or incentives. Again, I always am thinking about some things my kids are doing. And right now, my son has decided to learn Japanese. So he's using Duolingo to learn how to speak Japanese. It's really amazing to watch him learn it. And we've been talking about heading to the library to find more books about Japan and the Japanese culture. And he's been watching videos about, you know, cat cafes and Pokemon cafes there. And I was thinking, how fun would it be if he put in some time, you know, researching Japan to then go out to a Japanese restaurant and he could try some new food. So anytime you can sort of weave your child's interests into books and reading and writing and literacy and weave it into your life, you're going to find a lot of opportunities for learning and a lot of opportunities for growth there. So you can also find my freebie down in the show notes called It's the Reading Reward System, and it has 2 separate charts that you can print out to create a reading challenge for your family. One of them is specifically for developing just a daily reading habit. So if you have a kiddo who doesn't read every day and you're trying to get them reading every day, that chart would be for you. If you have a kiddo that already reads every day but doesn't read for very long and you want to increase their reading stamina, that chart would be more for you. So that one's where you say, okay, today I'm going to read for 10 minutes. And then the next day you read for 11 minutes and you're building up your time. So both of those, you could use either one of those for number 9 to create a reading challenge for your family. And then it talks you through creating rewards that work for you and your family culture. All right, finally, number 10, it's really important to build a supportive community around reading and literacy. So how can you do that, right? You can look for opportunities to connect with people in your community, like the librarian or other busy parents, right? Where you can share tips and resources and support. This could be an informal book club for parents yourself. It could be a book club for you where you get together to talk about books, right? And you're showing your kids that reading is important. Or it could be a book club for your kids that you're setting up and you're facilitating. You could also organize a book swap with your kids and their families and friends, or even at your school, a book swap where everybody brings a book and everybody takes a new book home. You could also create an online space on Facebook or another platform where you just even a chat thread where you share ideas like, what's your kiddo reading right now? My kid's really into this. Have you heard of this book? What do you think? Right. And you can always find me on Facebook or on Instagram at Your Reading Tutor, where I am working with all kinds of families, just like yourself, trying to support, encourage, motivate parents, caregivers, and of course, get our readers feeling confident and strong in their reading abilities. All right. So that's it for today. That was the last five. So remember, there are 10 just practical, actionable tips and advice, things that you can easily fit into your busy life. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you'll try to incorporate some of these ideas into your family routines. And if you're interested, don't forget to go back and listen to the first five ideas in part one of this episode. If you found this episode helpful, please let me know. Head over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. I love hearing from my listeners. All right, everyone. Until next time, keep reading.
Thank you all so much for listening. It truly means the world to me. If you love this podcast and have found it helpful and you want to help us reach more families, you could do one of two things or both. Just take a screenshot and text your three best friends or teacher friends, encouraging them to check out the podcast. Or take a moment and head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I love reading the reviews and hearing what you're enjoying about the show and how the show is helping you at home. And I'd love to be able to give you a shout out on the show and share your review with everyone. So thanks again. Until next time, keep reading.